Talmud says, Reish Peches, Gimel, that Odom HaMasana Mechoyim Mechila B'Shabbos Saru Loib, the Shinu Veses, Yesh Oimim Shiro, Kama Chazidu Anshu Maestu Shisanu B'Shabbos V'Tamze, V'Chinam Shikacha Yoyesu V'Yudah Chosin. So the Aruch HaShulchan points that over here, the general klal of the Yesh Oimim, Yesh Oimim, he says that the Yesh Oimim, Yesh Misho Oimim, he didn't bring anybody that's chilek on this. It's just a basis of the shitasa that any time that he finds only one shita that says something, so he mainly brings it down as a yeshayimim, but not that anybody's chilek, and in a chayim it is halacha. Now he says that there's a difference between Siv Beis and Siv Gimel. Siv Beis and Siv Gimel sound like the same thing. Siv Beis says that if somebody eats and it's mazikim, then it's an oinig not to eat, then he shouldn't eat. Siv Gimel says, somebody that likes to be masan every day, and eating on Shabbos is a tzar, so then he's allowed to fast. You assume that he's allowed to fast. What's the difference between Beis and Siv Gimel? So this is a big difference. Siv Beis is talking about a guy that if he eats, it hurts him. It's a tzar. It's mazikim. Siv Gimel is talking about a guy that it could be that it tastes very good. The food tastes very good. It's ice cream. He likes it. It doesn't just, for him, it's a tzar because he's not used to it. So later on, it's going to be mazikim. And therefore, because it gives him a stomach, right? The Gemara Simba says, Shinui Veses is Chilas Chilim Eayim. When a person changes his food pattern, it causes stomach issues, which is why many people after Shabbos attack that their stomach is a little bit off, because it's different on Shabbos. They eat differently on Shabbos than they do the rest of the week. Memela, they. Over here, the Mechaber is telling you that even by a person that it could be that enjoys his food, and it's not mazikim as he eats it, it's not a tzar as he eats it, nevertheless, if it's going to upset his stomach, then he would be allowed to be mesaneh. Now, with regard to these halachas, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and I think this is very negeh when you're trying to get your kids to eat something during Shabbos, he says you shouldn't eat something on Shabbos if you don't like the way that it tastes. This is a food on Shabbos, you don't like to taste. The same way that we're not mechayev to eat something which is a tzar for you. You're not supposed to do it on Shabbos, because food and the whole Shabbos is given la'enik, not tzar. So to foods that you don't like. If you don't like string beans, if you don't know whatever it is, you want to know if you have to do it, if your wife puts it out and there's going to be al mishalom bayis, the same. Well, lechatchilo, you should be mesader your menu with the foods and the salads and whatever it is that you like. And if a kid you know doesn't like XYZ, then you shouldn't force the kid to eat it. L'chur, you should try to make something else that your kid will like. But to force him to eat something that he doesn't like. Now, if he likes challenges, he doesn't want to eat it, he wants dessert, that's a different story. But you know that he doesn't like green beans, he doesn't like broccoli, and you want to force him to eat it. That's l'chur, you could force him on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But on Shabbos, you shouldn't. That's with regard to that halacha. There's another halacha over here of Tainus Chaloim, and that is the Rosh HaTevis are Tov Ches. So I would read it not only Tainus Chaloim but also Talmud Chacham. Why is that? It talks about being fasting at Tainus Chaloim. So the Shaila is Bizmanenu, one is allowed to fast at Tainus Chaloim on Shabbos if he's mamish worried about it. But he has to be Mesana Tainus Tanisai, and he has to make up the Tainus on a different day. And if the next day on Sunday is a different Tainus Sibra, that doesn't count. Pashtus as making up the. Now, these halachas, the Pesach Tshuva is marich with regard to this, but they really talk about it. It comes up in numerous different places, specifically with regard to raw carry on Yom Kippur, that it says, the Gemara at the end of Yuma says, that is Yida Kol HaShana. Somebody that is raw carry on Yom Kippur, from a chalim, he should be worried the entire year. Why? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom is trying to show him that I'm not interested in your inui, and therefore, I don't need you. But there's been also Laishano, so then he's Zeche. You're a Zer, you're a Chelmim. He's for sure going to be Zeche, the grace of Zachem. So the Stifler already has a bunch of truths about this. And he says that this is talking about people that their Chalaimes come from the Rebbeinu Shalom. People that they're thinking about things that they shouldn't be thinking about during the day, and even if they didn't think about it on Yom Kippur, but they thought about it 3 weeks beforehand and it popped up today in their dream, a lot of the things, most of the things that we dream about are things that people thought about during the day, and most people are not being given messages from the Rebbeinu Shalom. And therefore, most of the time, people are not being Mesana Tainus Chaloim, And unless it's a tainus chalema tough ches of a talmud chacham, then there may be somebody that like there's a make yodua. There's people not even a long time ago. People even that their chalemas they took very seriously, and they're usually right. And there are Arches Tzadikim talks about the Arches Tzadikim says somebody that's makbed only to speak emes, then his machshavas will also be emes and will be able to have chalemas that are emes. And I'm sure that there is people nowadays that they rely upon their chalemis for the Chofetz Chaim Kiyodua. He would do ma'isim if he had chalemis. He heard a chalem, or he heard of somebody that he knew, or he himself had a chalem. He would go there. He would go to the different places that he chalem, and Mamish, tons of stories that they bring down in the Chofetz Chaim Latur. And the Rav Volbe used to say from Rav Yeruchim that, and a lot of people, even more recent, that chalemis, and especially if a person has a chalem where somebody that he knows is talking to him from the next world, that's even more. But the standard chalem of a person, Rahman al-Islam, a terrible thing happening, or this or that, is something that he heard during the day. He heard the news. People hear so much news in one day. The amount of news about what happens, tragedies here, Rahman al-Islam, and here, and people going around during davening, and this person doesn't know he's Yasim al-Yamun. He hears so many things during the day that very many of it is totally in because of his machshavos, and therefore it's not so pashut at all. In these cases, halachically, the halachic nafgamina of that is that, first of all, he doesn't really have to be worried on Yom Kippur as much, and he also doesn't get the haftacha after the year. But also, to be mizana tainas chalev, it's not so pashut b'chlal to be mizana on Shabbos, and there's only specific cases. The person has to know, unless he's mamash worried, he b'pashut should not be mizana. He should be still mevala kol yom b'tzeira tefila, and it, like the Mishnah Berurah says, and that could be that's the biggest yisurim and that's the best yisurim, because if he's going to be mesana, like the Mishnah Berurah already writes in other places, that if he's mesana, then it could be detract from his avodas Hashem. Certainly, that's not what we're talking about. It's supposed to be in addition to avodas Hashem and not in the place of avodas Hashem. And we should only be mespaser always through his nevius, yeshuas, and chametz.